This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم اهدي قلبي وسدد لساني واسلل سخيمة قلبي آمين يا رب العالمين Inshallah we will continue with our study of the names of Allah the Exalted and today inshallah we will study the name Ash-Shaheed. The name of Allah, Ash-Shaheed, occurs 18 times in the Qur'an. And the frequent mention of this name in the Qur'an in so many different contexts shows us how important this name is, how relevant it is to our lives, and how necessary it is for us to understand the meaning of this name and to remember it. So the name Ash-Shaheed, generally it is translated as the witness or the one who observes. The word shaheed is actually mubalagha, meaning it has some hyperbole in it, and it is from the word shahid, meaning shahid, the one who observes a lot or the one who testifies a lot. So there is mubalagha over here. Now, what exactly is shahada? Shahada means different things. First of all, it is understood as shahid is one who is hadir. So shahada is hudur, meaning to be present somewhere, to attend, to be present. And it's the opposite of ghaib. Ghaib is one who is absent, and shahid or shaheed is one who is present. So one who attends. So for example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, we learn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْهُ. That whoever among you, shahida, he is present in the month of Ramadan. Meaning whoever is alive, then he should fast in the month of Ramadan. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْهُ. So the first meaning of the word shahada is to attend or to be present. Secondly, the word shahada also means to observe, to see, to be an eyewitness. So this is why the word is understood as to have knowledge. So shahid or shaheed is someone who has seen something, someone who observes, someone who has firsthand knowledge. Why? Because they have seen, they were present. So this is why the word shaheed is understood as al-muttala, meaning the one who is fully informed, the one who is fully aware. Or khabir or alim. And if you think about it, khabir means aware, shaheed means one who witnesses, meaning one who is aware, and alim also means one who has knowledge. So then what is the difference? It is said that shahada is to have knowledge of something based on what you have seen with your own eyes, all right? And khabr is to have the knowledge of the internal matters as well. And ilm is to have knowledge in the absolute sense. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim, meaning he is absolutely knowledgeable, and he is khabir, so he knows the internal affairs of things, and he is shaheed, so he observes the outward as well. So shahada is to observe, to be an eyewitness, to see. And then, thirdly, the word shahada also means to testify or to bear witness to something that one has seen. Because you cannot give testimony regarding a matter if you are not a witness to it, if you have not seen it with your own eyes. So then shaheed is understood as the one who is reliable in his testimony. Why? Because he is giving information that he has witnessed with his own eyes, right? He is giving knowledge of what he knows. And a lot of times, you know, a testimony, when it is given, it completely resolves the matter. It completely resolves the dispute. So this also means to testify, to bear witness in the sense that one gives decisive information. And then finally, the word shahada also means to judge, to pass judgment. It gives the meaning of hukum also, because we see in the Quran, in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, that when Yusuf alayhi salam ran and the woman ran behind him and she grabbed onto his shirt and it ripped. So what happened is that she pretended that she was innocent before her husband and she accused Yusuf alayhi salam. And Yusuf alayhi salam said that, no, she is the one who tried to seduce me. So then what happened is we learn in verse number 26 of Surah Yusuf that was shahida shahidun min ahliha, that a shahid shahida from her family, meaning gave judgment, gave ruling, gave that decisive matter that if the shirt is ripped from the back, then he is truthful. And if the shirt is ripped from the front, then she is truthful. So over here, we see that shahada doesn't mean testify, rather it means to give judgment, right? He ruled. So these are the four meanings of the word shahada: to attend, to be present; secondly, to observe, to be an eyewitness; thirdly, to testify, to bear witness; and then fourthly, to judge. Now, when we're talking about the name of Allah al-Shahid, then what exactly does this mean? We see that the name of Allah Shaheed with regard to him means that, first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness to everything, meaning he sees everything. So nothing at all is hidden from his observation. Nothing at all is hidden from his knowledge, Azza wa Jal. And, you know, a lot of times it happens that things are right before us, yet we are unable to see them, right? Or we have perfect, you know, alhamdulillah, we have perfect vision. We don't need glasses, yet we fail to observe the most obvious details, or some things are just not noticeable to us. Even though we're looking for them, we want to see them, we're not able to see them, right? This is the limitation of the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ash-shaheed, is the one who is a witness to everything. So nothing is hidden from his knowledge. Nothing is hidden from his observation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness to the deeds of his, to the actions of his slaves. And you see in the Quran, we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alimul ghaybi wa shahada, that he is the knower. He has knowledge of al-ghayb, of the hidden, of the unseen. And he is also the knower, meaning he has knowledge of ash-shahada, that which is witnessed, meaning that which is observable, that which can be seen or is visible to the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of both matters, matters which are hidden from us and also matters that are visible to us. Yet matters that are visible to us, right, still so many times we fail to see those things or to have knowledge of those things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a shaheed, meaning there is nothing absent or hidden from his knowledge. And there is nothing that is hidden from him, no matter how minute it is, and no matter how deeply buried it may be, or no matter how secluded protected or hidden it may be. Everything is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is a shaheed. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above the arsh. وَاللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَوْقَ الْعَرْشِ وَلَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ مِّنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. And nothing of your deeds is hidden from him. Meaning no matter what you are doing, even if it is in a basement, even if it is in a closed room, right? Even if it is behind the protection of passwords and security systems, etc., Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He observes his creation. He is a witness to their deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness to everything. We see this in Surah Al-Buruj, ayah number 9, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. That Allah is the one who owns the dominion of the skies and the earth, and He is a shaheed, a witness over everything. Now, this is very important because when we look at the context of this ayah in Surah Al-Buruj, we see that a people have been mentioned, meaning a group of people who had believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the believers who were being persecuted. And the persecution, it wasn't something small. They were literally being thrown into ditches that were filled with fire, right? Ashabul Ukhdud. The people who made a ditch, they filled it with fire and they were throwing the believers into it. And we learn in hadith about how they didn't care if it was a man, woman, child, baby, infant, old. If someone believed, they were thrown into the fire. Imagine how, apparently helpless those believers were. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness, meaning He sees, He watches the oppression that is being committed. And He watches, He observes the steadfastness of those who believe in Him, their patience and their steadfastness, that they're not willing to give up at any cost. And Allah is shaheed over their deeds. So Wallahu ala kulli shay'in shaheed. Over everything, Allah is a witness. And everything includes what? People, those who are righteous, and also those who are sinful, those who are being oppressed, and also those who are committing the oppression, right? Those who are being abused and the abusers, those who are victims of violence and people who are committing acts of violence, whether this is happening in a domestic setting or it is happening at a public level, it doesn't matter where an act of oppression is being committed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness over it. And Allah has set a time to give people what they deserve, right? That is what the Day of Judgment is for. This place, this world is a place of test, right? This is the place where our actions are being observed, right? Our responses to different situations are being observed. And Allah is a witness to our deeds. And then on the Day of Judgment is when we receive recompense for what we have done. So, Wallahu ala kulli shay'in shaheed. And then we see that Allah is a witness to everything. This also means that what may go unseen by human eyes is still witnessed by Allah the Exalted. In Surah Yunus, verse number 61, we learn that وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنٍ, that you are not in any condition, وَمَا تَتْلُو مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنٍ, and you do not recite any portion of the Qur'an, وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ, and you do not engage in any action, إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا, except that we are witnesses over you. Meaning, we observe what you are doing. We observe the state, the condition that you are in. We observe, we are witness to the Qur'an that you are reciting. So, إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا is تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ, when you are engaged in it. Meaning, whatever action that you are engaged in, that you are immersed in. And you see, sometimes when a person is in a state of flow, they don't even realize how much time has passed. They almost disconnect from their surroundings. They're so engrossed in what they're doing, they have no idea as to what someone is saying to them, what's happening around them. So whatever condition you are in, whatever activity you are engaged in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness. He is watching you. He is observing you. And the ayah continues that وَمَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, that nothing escapes your Lord. Nothing is too distant for Him to observe. Even if it is something that is as tiny as a speck you know, in the earth or somewhere floating in the sky. وَلَا أَصْغَى. And even if it is smaller than that, you need the tiniest, the minuscule amount even of anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observes it. So nothing at all is hidden from Him. And part of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observes, He sees, He is a witness to our actions. The decisions that we are making, you know, the words that we choose to say, the way in which we look at someone, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness to that. In Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 78, we learn about the story of Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam, when a certain case was brought and, you know, they gave their judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُنَّا لِحُكْمِهِمْ شَاهِدِينَ. We were witnesses to their judgment. The judgment that they made, the ruling that they gave, Dawood alayhi salam gave a certain ruling, and then Sulaiman alayhi salam suggested something else. And Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَفَهَمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. We gave the understanding of it to Sulaiman. So the ruling that they made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was a witness to it. And this is something that we should remember, that no matter you know, how powerful we may be, even if we're doing something and there is no one to question us, we are doing what we're doing from a position of authority, from a place where no one is going to criticize us, no one is going to you know, oppose us or question us. Even then, what we do is being witnessed by Allah Azza wa Jal. We learn in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 6 and 7, that فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ فَلَنَقُصَّنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِعِلْمٍ وَمَا كُنَّا غَائِبِينَ. There is nothing of our actions that is hidden from Allah. So in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that surely we will indeed ask those people, those individuals who were sent to different nations, meaning the prophets. And we are definitely going to ask the nations also, right? So the nations who received messengers and the messengers who were sent to deliver the message of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He will question both. فَلَنَقُصَّنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِعِلْمٍ. And then we are going to tell them, we are going to relate to them with knowledge, meaning what exactly happened, how exactly people responded. وَمَا كُنَّا غَائِبِينَ. And we were not at all absent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not absent, meaning He observes all of our deeds. And then we also learn in Surah Al-Mujadala, ayah number 6, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا. The day when Allah will gather all of the people and then He will inform them of whatever it is that they did. أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enumerated all of their deeds while they had forgotten. You know, if we were to, if we were asked about how many lies have you told, how many mistakes have you made? You know, the sins that we commit, how many times have you missed your salah? How many times have you, you know, cheated someone or mocked at someone, right? Or said something that was not appropriate, or entertained a feeling, a thought that was not appropriate, or acted upon such a thought. And if we were asked about these matters, we would not be able to answer, because we don't keep count of such things, right? And even if we were to keep count of our deeds, and if we try to remember, we cannot, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah kept count of their deeds and they forgot them all. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring their deeds on the Day of Judgment. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in shaheed. And the fact is that Allah is a witness over everything. Right, so nothing at all is hidden from Him. Nothing at all is missing from His knowledge. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah number 117, we learn about Isa alayhi salam, that how when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, that did you tell people that they should worship you and your mother, right? So then Isa alayhi salam will respond. And part of his response will be that وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. I was a witness over them for as long as I was with them. Meaning, I only know what people did for as long as I was among them and I could see them. فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي, then when you took me away, كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. You alone, O Allah, were the observer over them. You were observing what they were doing. وَأَنْتَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ, and you are a witness over everything. So Allah is a witness over everything. There are things that can be hidden from people, but nothing at all can we ever hide from Allah Azza wa Jal. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shaheed, this also means that He is a witness for truth. Because remember that shahada also means to testify, right? To bear witness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, He testifies, right? Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's testimony is the best testimony. Meaning if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares that something is a fact, that something has occurred, that something is true, then that's it, right? That's the final statement. So Allah testifies to the truth, meaning He's a witness for truth. How? First of all, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies to His own oneness. We learn in Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 18, that شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ. Allah testifies that there is no God worthy of worship except He. Meaning it is only Allah who deserves to be worshipped, who is the one true God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies to this fact. He bears witness to this fact. And then we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness, meaning He also testifies to the truth of what people say, right? Or he will bear witness to what people will do. So for example, in Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 81, we learn about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant from all of the prophets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, made them promise that when a messenger comes, and this can refer to the final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or it can refer to another messenger in their lifetime, that they should believe in that messenger and they should assist that messenger. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them, أَأَقْرَرْتُمْ, do you acknowledge, وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِصْرِي, and do you take on this responsibility that I'm giving you? قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا, they said, yes, we acknowledge, we accept this. قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, bear witness, وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ, and I am with you of those who witness. Meaning I testify to this, that you have acknowledged, you have accepted this, so then you will be asked about it. We also see that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was at the farewell pilgrimage, he gave a khutbah, he addressed the people, and then finally at the end he said, Allahumma ashhad, O Allah, bear witness that I have conveyed, that I have fulfilled my responsibility. Then we also learn about how when a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he confirms the person. He says, Sadaqta, right? That you have spoken the truth. So the truth that the person has spoken, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies to that, meaning he affirms that truth. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shaheed, this also means that He makes hidden matters evident. Because remember that the purpose of giving a testimony is to reveal the truth, right? To make the truth evident. And shaheed is a reliable witness, meaning someone whose testimony is reliable. right? Why is it reliable? Because it is based on truth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as-shaheed, makes hidden matters evident. How? By his testimony. So for example, if a person is lying, right, they with their lies, they may be able to deceive the people who are in front of them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his testimony, what does he do? He makes the truth of these people, the reality of these people, evident. So for instance, in Surah Al-Munafiqun, verse number 1, we learn about the hypocrites. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ, when the hypocrites come to you. قَالُوا, they say, نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ, they say, we bear witness, we testify that you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are the messenger of Allah. Right? So these people, they say, نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ, Allah knows that you are indeed his messenger. And وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ, and Allah testifies that إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ, that indeed the hypocrites are lying. They're lying. How are they lying? In the statement that they're saying? No. That statement is factual, that yes, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, right? But they're lying when they say, نَشْهَدُ, we bear witness. They don't actually bear witness in the sense that they don't really have faith in their hearts. This is an outward statement which is void of any faith, which is void of any sincerity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes them, right? And you see, this is what a testimony does. It exposes the truth. That, for example, a criminal, a person who has committed an offense, you know, they go on pretending that they're innocent, right? They don't admit guilt. They go on pretending that they're innocent. And what happens is that, a witness, comes forth, or an evidence is brought forth. And what does that evidence do? It clarifies the truth, right? It makes the hidden matter evident. So just imagine now that everything we do, reality is completely known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing of it is hidden from Allah. Nothing we do in private or in public is hidden from Allah. You know, we can pretend before people. We can, show a false image before people, but our real state is completely known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will expose people on the Day of Judgment. So it's very important that we don't go on living a life of hypocrisy, you know, a life of deceit, and a life, in which we are lying to people and just pretending before them, you know, making so much effort to make sure that people are pleased with us while not caring about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us all the time, no matter where we are and no matter what we are doing. So remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will testify on the Day of Judgment. And when he declares something, then that is it, because that is conclusive, right? It's the final judgment. So in Surah Al-Hajj, ayah number 17, we learn, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that indeed Allah will judge between people on the Day of Judgment. And إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ, indeed Allah is a witness over everything. He's a witness over everything. And when Allah is a shaheed, this also means that his testimony is the greatest. And his testimony is enough. When Allah has seen something, then that is sufficient. You know, there's a story that is reported about Umar radiallahu anhu. I wasn't able to find the source of it. However, there is a lesson in it, and it can be, you know, applicable in so many different situations. It is said that once there was, a certain battle that happened when Umar radiallahu anhu was the Khalifa, right? When he was the leader of the believers. And when he was, given the good news that, oh, there has been, you know, such and such conquest and such victory and such success, you know, news was brought to him. And he was being told about the people who had been martyred, right? The people who had lost their lives. So when their names were mentioned, one after the other, Umar radiallahu anhu, and he did not find any of those names to be familiar. He did not recognize any of those people, right? He said, I don't know this person. I don't know this person. But those people were who? They were Muslims who had been killed in battles in the way of Allah. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts their sacrifice, they are supposed to be shuhada, right? Martyrs. But Umar radiallahu anhu did not know any of them. When their names were being mentioned, Umar radiallahu anhu did not recognize any of them. And then Umar radiallahu anhu wept, right? He wept. He said, so what if I don't know these people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, right? Allah knows about them. And this is really what should matter to us the most. Because, you know, these days, really, our concern has become that, our work should be noticed by people. It should be known to people. This is how we measure people's scholarship, right? If they're famous, then they're considered a scholar, even if they have never formally studied Islam, right? This is how we measure people's worth, that if they have a huge following, or if their name is in a certain list, that then we think they're legit, right? Yani, this is how we measure people, that as long as they have a following, their name is known, their name is recognized, then they must be legit. But that's not what makes a person successful. What matters is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accepts the deeds of people, right? Because if a tiniest, a very small deed, which was, done in the privacy of one's home, so much so that, a person's spouse didn't even find out, right? For example, we learn about a person who gives sadaqah, charity in such a way that the left hand does not know what the right hand gave. And the amount of sadaqah has not been mentioned over there. It is a very tiny amount. It could be a very tiny amount of sadaqah also. What could possibly fit in your hand? Okay, these days, all right, you could fit a whole lot of money. You could hold a check, okay? But still, when you're writing that check, you know what you're writing, right? Your left hand finds out. This is like quietly putting your hand in your pocket, taking out whatever comes out, and then just giving it without checking it. Right? A person who gives sadaqah in this way, where will they be on the Day of Judgment? Under the throne of Allah. That's what we learn from the hadith, right? So imagine an action that is committed, that is performed with so much secrecy, so much sincerity, that has so much worth, more worth than an action that is committed in public, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept that. So our concern should be that Allah, He is watching, He is observing my effort. He knows the state of my heart. So my goal, my concern should be to please my Lord. And that does not happen by, the number of likes you get, or the number of followers you get. No, that happens by your sincerity, right? So that is what we should be concerned about. So remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as shaheed, His testimony is the greatest. It is enough. It is the most valuable. So in Surah Al-An'am, ayah number 19, we learn that قُلْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ شَهَادًا, that ask the people that what is greatest in the matter of testimony, meaning whose testimony is the greatest. قُلِ اللَّهِ, say Allah. Allah's testimony is the greatest, right? It is the most important. Meaning if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something, He declares something, then that is a fact, right? Then there is no dispute about it. Because what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is based on His perfect knowledge, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever just, right? He is free of any oppression. So His testimony is enough. In Surah Al-Isra, ayah number 96, we learn, قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. That say, Allah is sufficient as a witness between me and you, and indeed He is ever of His slaves, fully aware and seeing. Meaning he watches his slaves, he observes them, and he is fully aware of them, meaning of the matters which they conceal inside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows them. In Surah An-Nisa, ayah 166, we learn, لَكِنِ اللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ بِمَا أَنزَلَ إِلَيْكَ أَنزَلَهُ بِعِلْمِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَشْهَدُونَ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ الشَّهِيدًا. That even if everybody denies you, it doesn't matter, because Allah bears witness. Right? Allah bears witness to the truth of what He has revealed to you. He has revealed it with His knowledge. The angels also bear witness. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. And the fact is that Allah's testimony is sufficient. So His testimony is the greatest. It is enough. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a shaheed, what are we supposed to do? What is our share? What we need to do is that first of all, we should be at peace, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has seen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of whatever has happened. So my Lord knows about the truth, so I am at peace. You see, what happens is that when we are trying to make people believe us, right? We want people to believe us, to listen to us. Then, sometimes we become so desperate, right? We try to bring one thing as an evidence, another thing as an evidence. You know, we try to work so hard. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't be concerned about making sure that, people know the truth about us. If we have been falsely accused of a matter, then we should clarify things. However, sometimes no matter what you do, people just don't believe us, right? No matter what you do, there is no evidence that you can bring to convince them, right? Even if you are speaking the truth, they don't believe you, right? So it's very discouraging at such a time. Remind yourself at that time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, right? He has seen what has happened. He is a shaheed. Even if nobody else, witnesses to the truth of what I'm saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shaheed over it. Allah is a witness over it. And this is something that is comforting and empowering. Likewise, when there is, injustice that is being committed against us, sometimes we have, the power to, the ability to take what is rightfully ours. But then there are other times where really, no matter what we do, we cannot get what we deserve because people have taken advantage of us, or they have, exploited us, or, taken advantage of our ignorance and things like that, gone behind our back and things like that, betrayed us. So even if, they've done things like that, again, be at peace, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness to what really happened. And if you don't get justice in this world, imagine how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring justice on the Day of Judgment. So be at peace. Remind yourself, Allah knows, He has seen, and He knows the truth. Secondly, while the name of Allah Shaheed is very comforting and empowering, at the same time, there is also this reminder that be very careful, because Allah is a witness over you. So we should also be in fear. Right? Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us no matter where we are, no matter what we are doing. We can hide from people, but we cannot hide from Allah. Right? We can, put curtains and doors and walls and passcodes and things like that between us and people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly where we are, and He is watching us when we are doing what we are doing. Right, so we have to be very careful. In a hadith which is reported in Bukhari and Muslim, we learn about how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once gave a khutbah. He addressed the people, and he said that he mentioned that you know, you are going to be gathered on the day of judgment, and he mentioned the state in which people will be brought on the day of judgment, and then he mentioned some events of the day of judgment. And one thing he mentioned is that I will see people of my ummah coming toward me, but then they will be prevented, right? They will be taken away. So I will say, Ya Rabbi, Usayhabi, these are my companions, Usayhabi, right? These are my companions, meaning these are people of my nation, right? These are people of my ummah. So it will be said, you do not know what these people did after you. So the Prophet ﷺ said that I will say, وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. I was a witness over them for as long as I was among them. فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. When you took me away, then you, O Allah, were an observer over them. وَأَنْتَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. And you are a witness over everything. And so those people will be taken away to the hellfire. Astaghfirullah wal iyadu billah. This is something so frightening that we can, you know, we can show a good face to someone and pretend to be the most, you know, righteous, good, you know, person before them, that we have such good manners. You know, we're so nice, we're so gentle in the way that we talk, we're so kind and forgiving. We can live this kind of a life, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our truth. He knows our reality. So we need to mend our affairs with Allah Azza wa Jal. And we should remember the fact that even if no eyes are watching us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. You know, sometimes we become so careful if there is a camera, right? If it says somewhere that, you know, that there's surveillance over here. And, you know, people write funny things to remind you that you are being watched, basically. So be careful. And when we realize that there is a camera, we become so, you know, extra careful. We become so fake and pretentious. SubhanAllah. And knowing that Allah is always watching us, why don't we become careful over there? This doesn't mean that we never relax and we never, you know, let down our guard and etc. No, of course, we are human beings. In our homes especially, we are going to relax. You know, with our family members, we are going to relax. But even in that, let us not allow ourselves to say what is sinful, right? To look at what is sinful, to do what is sinful. It is possible to be with your family, your friends, and have a good time without crossing the bounds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set. It is possible that you, you know, live in this world, you work, you make money, etc., and you do it the right way. It is possible. And it is possible that when you realize you are doing something wrong, you're making a mistake, that you correct yourself and you seek forgiveness for what happened before. And you ask for strength to be better in the future, right? So when Allah is a shaheed, we should be in that state of fear, right? You know, a man asked Al-Junaid that how can I make myself lower my gaze, right? Because some people really have a difficult time controlling their eyes, right? Their eyes wander a lot and they begin to look at things that they should not be looking at people that they should not be looking at, or looking rather in a way that they should not be looking at, right? So somebody asked him that how do I do that, right? Give me some tips to help me lower my gaze. So he said that when you come to know that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you before your eyes even fall on what you are looking at, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he perceives you, right? He sees you even before you manage to see something that is sinful, right? Something that you should not be looking at. When you realize that, then you will be able to lower your gaze. When you remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching your eyes, that where your eyes are going, in which direction they're wandering, right? What you are looking at, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching your eyes. When you remember that, then you'll be able to lower your eyes. Because you see, it happens with us that when we are around people, right, and people are looking at us, then do we become careful? Absolutely we do. Even if we want to stare at someone, we don't stare because we don't want to look like a weirdo, right? Even if we are, if we want to do something, we don't do it because we know that we are being watched and it's not appropriate to behave like that in front of people. So when we strengthen that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my Lord is watching me, right? Allah is watching me. Then gradually that fear will develop in your heart. But it will develop as you remind yourself constantly over and over again, my Rabb is watching me. My Lord is watching me. Allah is shaheed. Allah is a witness over my actions. And this is something that encourages a person to refrain from sin and also do more good deeds. When Allah is a shaheed, what else should we do? We should also bear witness to the truth of His oneness. We learned earlier about how Allah is shaheed, meaning He bears witness to the truth of His oneness. So we should do the same. We should also testify to the truth of His oneness, right? If Allah testifies that there is no God worthy of worship but Him, then we should also do the same thing, that we should testify that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. Now, a person might say, well, I'm already a Muslim, right? People who are converting to Islam, they say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, right? But I'm already a Muslim. Still, you still say that, and you still bear witness to that truth, and you still repeat that statement, right? We learned the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that there is no person who dies while bearing witness to the fact that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a messenger of Allah, then this person will be forgiven by Allah. So there is no person who dies in that state except that Allah will forgive him. And this is a hadith which is reported in Sunan Ibn Majah. We also learn in another hadith about how if a person bears witness, right? If a person dies while bearing witness, يَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنِّي رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صِدْقًا مِّنْ قَلْبِهِ, honestly from his heart, with truthfulness, with sincerity, this person really means it. And then ثُمَّ يُسَدِّدُ, and then he corrects himself, meaning in life also, he straightens up basically. So first of all, he declares La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. How? Sincerely with his heart. Honestly, he means it. And then secondly, he straightens up. He fixes his life. So if a person dies like that, he will be admitted into Jannah. He will be admitted into Jannah. This is a hadith in Musnad Ahmad. So testifying to the fact that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, this is something really major. This is something that is a means of forgiveness, a means of dignity and honor, a means of entry into paradise. But it's not about, just saying it once in our lives and then forgetting about it. No, saying it, believing in it, and remembering it, and repeating the statement, living the statement, that really your actions show that you only worship Allah. Your actions show that you actually worship Allah, that you have a God that you worship, that you believe in a God who you believe is is perfect in his knowledge, perfect in his wisdom, perfect in his ability, who is just, who is merciful, right? So your actions demonstrate that. You said didu, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a shaheed, this also means that we should be truthful in our testimony. And if ever we have to testify, if we have to bear witness, then we should be truthful over there. And sometimes what happens is that in order to defend a sibling or a friend, we lie straight up, right? Just because we want to save them from, getting in trouble, we lie. We are being asked, what did your brother do, right? Where did he go, right? Did he go here? And we straight up lie. This is something very dangerous. If we are being asked about a certain matter, if we are asked to testify in any setting, then we should be truthful over there, right? In Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah number 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. And meaning, all you who believed, be قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Right, shuhada abil qist, meaning testifying, bearing testimony of justice or with justice, right? Meaning, do not lie in your testimony. In another similar ayah, it is mentioned about how that even if that testimony goes against your own family, your own people, right? That still you should speak the truth. You should bear witness, you should testify to what is true. In Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 283, we learn, وَلَا تَكْتُمُ الشَّهَادَةُ وَمَنْ يَكْتُمْهَا فَإِنَّهُ آثِمٌ قَلْبُ. That do not conceal the testimony, meaning if you are ever asked to go somewhere and testify, and you know the truth, don't hide the truth. Don't hide it. Because whoever hides the truth, whoever hides the testimony, the evidence, then فَإِنَّهُ آثِمٌ قَلْبُ, then he is a sinner. His heart is a sinner, meaning he's committing. This is a serious matter. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the privilege to see something, then we should support the truth, not that we go on concealing it for personal gain or in order to do favors on others so that they will owe us something. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ash-shaheed, how is it that we can call upon Allah by this name? Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ash-shaheed, he testifies, right, to the truth, especially to the truth of his oneness, as mentioned in the Quran, shaheed Allahu annahu la ilaha illahu. Then we should also do the same, right? And how can we do that? We learn, for example, in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, that when a person hears the mu'adhin, right, meaning the person who's making the adhan, you hear the adhan, all right, then what is it that you should say? You should say after the adhan, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu raditu billahi rabba wa bi muhammadir rasula wa bil islami deena. So whoever says this after the adhan, the Prophet ﷺ said, غُفِرَ لَهُ ذَنْبُهُ, his sins will be forgiven. This is so beautiful. غُفِرَ لَهُ ذَنْبُهُ. This is really a privilege to be able to hear the adhan, listen to it attentively, respond to it, and then after the adhan, say this, right? Usually what happens is that right after the adhan, even through the adhan, people keep talking, right? But this is that 1 minute, right, of dhikr, of remembering Allah, and it could be so beneficial. What does this mean? This means, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, he wahdahu, only him alone, meaning he alone is worthy of worship. La sharika lahu, he has no partner. Wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu, and I testified that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his slave and his messenger. And then raditu billahi rabba, I am pleased with Allah as my Lord. Wa bi Muhammadir rasula, and I am pleased with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as messenger. Wa bil islami deena, and I am pleased with Islam as my religion, my code of life. So if a person says this after the adhan, then their sins will be forgiven. Also, after making wudu, after we make wudu, what should we say? We should say, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadan abdullahi wa rasulu, or abduhu wa rasulu. This is based on a hadith which is also in Sahih Muslim, where we learn that if any person makes wudu, and it is said, فَيُبْلِغُ أَوْ فَيُسْبِغُ الْوُضُوءُ, meaning he completes wudu or he does it really well. Does it properly. يُسْبِغُ الْوُضُوءُ. So for example, washing three times, not being hasty, not being stingy with the water over there, or with the time, because sometimes, we think, oh, washing once is sufficient, so quickly just make wudu and go quickly pray and be done, right? No, you take your time perfecting your wudu, right? That you don't just wash once, you wash three times, but not more than three times, right? Yusbirul wudu. So if a person makes wudu properly like this, and then he says this, what will happen? إِلَّا فُتِحَتْ لَهُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ الثَّمَانِيَةِ, all eight gates of paradise are opened for him. يَدْخُلُ مِنْ أَيِّهَا شَاءَ, he can enter from whichever gate that he wants. And imagine this. This is so beautiful. So saying أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, this is not a small statement. This is a very heavy statement. A statement that benefits a person in this life and in the next life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to remember that He is watching us at all times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to remember Him and fear Him in all situations. Inshallah, we will conclude over here for today. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.